Pioneer's NBC Learn initiative also has the support of outside interests. Today's announcement comes with endorsements of ag leaders in both pilot states. Iowa Secretary of Ag Bill Northey has endorsed it, calling NBC Learn the kind of thing to inspire young people to become scientists and leaders in the future. Illinois Ag Director Tom Jennings has also given his support to the cause, citing this kind of engagement is valuable to solving the challenges that exist in the industry today. Our hope is that every school in Iowa and Illinois will have an interest in making the NBC Learn curriculum part of their ag education offering. And through this partnership, we believe we can make it most successful by identifying schools to pilot this program with over the next year. At this time, I'd be glad to take your questions about the Pioneer NBC Learn initiative. If you're joining us by phone, we'll get to you in just a minute. Also have time available for one-on-one interviews about the subject later today. Just find Julie Kenny or Josh St. Peters if that works better for you timing-wise. Thank you again for your time. And with that, any questions? Yes.
How will you select the schools in the two states? What's like the process? There's only 40. So
40, obviously, and lots of schools. Certainly Iowa and Illinois core to what we're doing in agriculture. Pilot program. And if any school wants to self-nominate, we can contact any of our business unit offices, Josh or Julie, and we're going to go through a process of identifying how we allocate those 40. Yes?
Rural schools, urban schools, mix of all?
No preference. Certainly, we would probably have better presence with rural schools and having an understanding of agriculture. It's great to get our message out to those in urban areas so that they really understand more about how we produce food and our safe food supply. But, at this point in time, no specific designation on how we take that. Yes?
What's the average cost to a school for a subscription to this program?
Average cost to the school for a subscription. Well, the great part about it is, in this pilot program, we're going to have an opportunity between Pioneer and the NBC Learn program to get this out at no cost to the first 40 pilot schools. From there forward, as other additional schools adopt the library of opportunity, we'll continue to work through that as it becomes broader across schools districts. Yes.
How will you measure the success of the program?
Well, certainly, as we get through a year of the pilot, getting feedback from those schools that are in the pilot, understanding how they're using that within their curriculum, understanding what kind of responses, what kind of retention rates that we get from students will be extremely important. I think we're going to learn a lot as we go through this first year and understanding how we measure it. Certainly, that's extremely important. We want to put resources out there that we know are going to have an impact and have a significant impact on these younger students, helping them understand where ag's going and the great benefits that we bring to society. So we're going to work on that throughout the pilot. I think there was a question back here.
Can you tell us a little more about the curriculum?
So the curriculum within the NBC Learn program, there are thousands of video clips and segments, all science-based, engineering, chemistry, biology, agriculture. This is a library resource that teachers can go to as they're putting together their lessons plans, as they're putting together and pull pieces from that as they're teaching within their school. So it's a video-based library. With, again, thousands of segments, very science-based and grounded with one big segment on agriculture.
How do you guarantee they're science-based? That's NBC. You don't have any input into that. So how do you, if there's a video that comes down on biotech or comes down on crop protection products, How does your relationship with NBC Learn change, or is that a problem?
Right. So, great question. And our DuPont education program has been extensively reviewing these video files and have a good understanding that the video segments that we will be offering in the schools align very well with the issues and the things that we're working on to address in agriculture. So there is a review, and certainly we want to make sure that the pieces that go out are in alignment with the messages that we want to deliver to young students. How much is the grant for the NBC Learn program? Again, not at this point going to disclose what that grant is, but between Pioneer and NBC Learn, this pilot program, we're able to offer it to the schools at no cost. So we're going to get a real good understanding of how that's going to fit within their curriculum, get a real understanding of how this can work within the schools to provide this resource, and then moving forward again, working with NBC and Learn, understanding how that can expand and what the cost will be after that. Yes, sir.
If the pilot is successful, how many states could this potentially go to?
So, great question. Obviously, with a pilot, you've got to select where you go start. And we could have went to a number of states, Iowa and Illinois are core, obviously, to agriculture, so we started there. But I believe there would be no limit in terms of how far that this could expand into classrooms in every state across the U.S. Certainly, it's, again, a video library of a great resource, very science-based, and so you could see a scenario where it could fit across all states, urban and rural, across all the U.S. Yes?
Will it be limited to the schools that you select the first year? What if an outside school finds it and we're willing to pick up whatever their expense was?
So my assumption is if there are schools outside the pilot that see great value in it, they can also move forward and choose to opt in and participate in the initiative. Yes?
Will there be commercials?
Will there be commercials? I don't believe that any of the pieces that we will provide will have commercials within them. I'm sure that those will be edited out, and it'll strictly be focused on, again, the educational pieces of it. Yes, sir. How do we choose to go with NBC? Fair to say that I think that they have the resource. You know, they had a very dynamic resource organized in a way that we believe could be very valuable to school systems. And so that was a big piece of the choice, is that the resource was there and available, and somebody we could partner with moving forward. Yes, sir.
As a result of the relationship in the classroom, would you have any other planned relationships with your partner for this?
I'm unaware of any partnerships beyond this, you know, particular initiative. Certainly, we've got a long history of working closely with 4-H and FFA. In this ag education space, it's extremely important for Pioneer to be involved in this. It's been a commitment we've made for quite some time. I think making sure that the next generation of leaders that are coming into our industry have a good understanding of where food and fuel comes from. But beyond our, you know, this pilot project, we don't have any current direct relationship with NBC Learn on this. One more check on the phone.
Yes, a question from James. What is the HOPE program? Is it to just general education about ag, also to encourage careers?
So breaking up a little bit and hard to get your question, but let me see if I caught it. I think the question was centered around, is this just about educating in the schools about agriculture, or is it about also maybe inspiring some folks to take up ag as a career? And
yes.
If that was a question, the answer is yes to both of those. Certainly, we want to continue to drive some of the best talent in our schools into ag careers. We need scientists. We need folks that have this science-based background to continue to move forward. Agriculture has become very dynamic in terms of our needs for talent in those areas, and not only would we like to provide the, you know, that general student population base and understanding of where food and fuel comes from, but also inspire some folks to take the next step and enter the university system and maybe beyond, and create some great talent and some leadership to bring into agriculture moving forward.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, again, thank you for taking the time this morning. Certainly, we're very excited about the initiative. We think it lines up with our commitment to ag education, and look forward to the rest of the week. Thanks.